Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Junior Mehta with the evening news. First day headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to arrive in Jeddah on Tuesday, marking first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia in over four decades. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh urges IAS trainees to uphold integrity, health record women representation. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal calls on students to harness new ideas and innovative thinking. And BJP launches nationwide campaign Waqf Sudhar Janjagaran Abhiyan to spread awareness on benefits of Waqf Amendment Act. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to arrive in Jeddah on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday, marking the first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia's commercial hub in over four decades. The high-profile visit underscores the remarkable transformation of India-Saudi relations from modest beginnings to a comprehensive strategic partnership spanning economic, defense, and cultural dimensions. The visit comes amid intensified diplomatic engagement between the two nations, with 11 ministerial-level visits from India to Saudi Arabia during last year. Speaking about the significance of the upcoming visit, Indian Ambassador to Saudi Arabia Suhail Ajaz Khan said talks are expected to cover various areas including defense partnership, energy cooperation and many other issues related to regional and global political scenarios.
IMEC is a very important connectivity project between India and Saudi Arabia and the other regional and international partners. And as part of the IMEC, there are many components. One thing is the multimodal logistic connectivity between India, Saudi Arabia, and on the west side with the Europe. There are other connectivity projects, the data connectivity, electrical grid connectivity, the hydrogen supply chain. And among all these things, a lot of progress has taken place on some of the components.
Union Minister of Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today urged young civil servants to uphold the highest standards of integrity, accountability and service. Interacting with the 2023 batch of IAS officer trainees, Dr. Singh highlighted India's administrative transformation and the vision for Viksit Bharat at 2047. He held the largest ever representation of women in the history of Indian administrative service, with 74 women officers comprising 41% of the current batch of 180 officers. Dr. Singh said that this record representation is a testament to Prime Minister's unwavering support for inclusive and progressive governance. The interaction was part of the ongoing Assistant Secretary Program, under which the IAS officer trainees are attached to 46 central ministries for a period of 8 weeks. Dr. Singh remarked that this batch of IAS officers is not only the youngest and most diverse, but also the most representative of New India's aspirations. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal has called on students to harness new ideas and innovative thinking. He emphasized that Yuva Shakti with the power of knowledge are key to realizing the vision of Viksit Bharat. Mr. Sonowal was addressing and interacting with students of Sri Ram Academy Pachala today on the occasion of its 20th Foundation Day celebration. He said students must not confine themselves to textbooks alone, but underscored the significance of value-based education. The union minister highlighted the transformative initiatives of the central government, stating that programs like Digital India, Make in India and Skill India have been launched to empower the new generation, equipping them with the tools to lead and innovate. The Bharatiya Janata Party today launched a nationwide campaign, Waqf Sudhar Janjagaran Abhiyan, to spread awareness about the benefits of the Waqf Amendment Act. The campaign will continue till the 5th of next month. Under the campaign, BJP leaders and workers will visit Muslim communities and make them aware about the amended act. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance will arrive in New Delhi tomorrow morning on a four-day visit, official visit to India. He will be accompanied by Second Lady of the U.S. Usha Vance, their children and senior members of the U.S. administration. This will be Vice President Vance's first visit to India. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow evening. The Vice President and his delegation will have other engagements in Delhi and are also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra before departing for Washington, D.C.
The visit of U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to India will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on 13 February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the United States. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
King of Bhutan Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk today visited Assam to view the facilities at the Inland Waterways Terminal IWT and the Multimodal Logistics Park MMLP in Jogibgopa. Ministry of External Affairs said the IWT and the MMLP are two major connectivity projects focused on boosting trade and enhancing regional development. According to the ministry, as part of its neighborhood first policy, the center has been pursuing several connectivity initiatives for boosting people-to-people ties and facilitating trade and economic cooperation with Bhutan. It said the IWT at Jogibgopa, which was inaugurated in February this year, is an important infrastructure project for economic development and enhancing connectivity in the region. RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra has stated that India's forex markets have doubled in last 4 years from $32 billion to $60 billion, addressing the annual conference of Fixed Income Money Market and Derivatives Associations of India at Bali in Indonesia today. He said India's financial markets have developed into a dynamic and resilient force to fuel economic growth, with an almost doubling of the foreign exchange market from $32 billion in 2020 to $60 billion in 2020. The governor further stated that the levels of transparency in Indian markets are at par with the best in the world. Russia's defense ministry today accused Ukraine of breaking the 30-hour Easter ceasefire declared by Russian President Vladimir Putin. On the other hand, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia has continued attacking Ukraine despite announcing a unilateral Easter truce. Zelensky reiterated his proposal to extend the ceasefire for 30 days to give peace a chance. Despite the clashes, Easter Sunday saw a rare exchange of prisoners of war. As per media reports, 246 soldiers were swapped on each side in a UAE-mediated deal, bringing the total number of returned Ukrainians to 4,552. It was the largest prisoner exchange since beginning of Russia-Ukraine conflict in February 2022. In response to the interest from the media community, the World Audiovisual and Entertainment Summit Waves 2025 is reopening media delegate registration for three final days from 21st to 23rd April. This is the last window for media professionals, photographers and digital content creators to apply and be a part of the most awaited media and entertainment event taking place from May 1 to 4 in Mumbai. Media delegate registration from the link appwavesindia.org/register/media. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting stated that by participating in the mega event, media persons can secure access to exclusive sessions, networking opportunities, and one-on-one sessions with industry professionals shaping the future of entertainment. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to arrive in Jeddah on Tuesday, marking first visit by an Indian leader to Saudi Arabia in over four decades. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh urges IAS trainees to uphold integrity, health record women representation. Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal calls on students to harness new ideas and innovative thinking. And BJP launches nationwide campaign Waqf Sudhar Janjagaran Abhiyan to spread awareness on benefits of Waqf Amendment Act. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night. We'll be right back.